Flamidalis on the top line. That Flamidalis top line. Tanya. Okay, the almost the entire Amud Aleph here is just really quoting Psukim. It's not going to take a long time at all. It's going to be very short. The whole for Amud Aleph is just quoting Psukim. Today's daf is quite easy. It's really a lot of Psukim. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. We're going to go through now the seven Shira that we say every day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? So Berisha Mahaya Omer. What do we say on Sundays? We say Lashem Haaretz Umalawa, right? The world, the earth, and everything in it is Hashem's. Al Shem Shekana V'Hikna V'Shalat Ba'Olamo. Hashem owns it, and He rules, and He gave the whole world to us. Hashem's the ruler of the world. Basheni Mahi Omer. What about Mondays? Mondays we say Godol Hashem Umuhulal Ma'od. Hashem is very praised. Why? What do you say that on Mondays? Al Shem Shechilek Ma'isav. Hashem divided up his actions, Humalach Alehem. Right? He divided up the Rakia and He ruled over them. B'Shlishi HaYomrim, on Tuesday, what do we say? Elokim Nitzav Ba'Adas Kel. Hashem stands in the Adas Kel, right? Al Shem Shegila Eretz B'Chachmaso. Hashem revealed His Chachma, right? By creating trees. Beheichin Tevel La'Adaso. And He prepared the world for His congregation, meaning mankind. On Wednesdays we say, Kel Nekamos Hashem. Hashem is going to take revenge. Why do we say that? Hashem Shabara Chama Ulavana, because You created the sun and the moon. V'asid Lifara Me'avarehed. And He's coming to take exact punishment against those that worship them. Even though you can worship things other than the sun and the moon, but that's the symbol of Avodah Zarah, is sun worship. B'chamishi ha'yomer, what about Thursdays? We say, harninu le'lokim uzenu. That's what this Gemara is here. Yesterday we said that what happens if the Shira is on, Rosh Hashanah on Thursday. So now on a tangent, now we're going into all the Shira. So what do we say? Praise Hashem uzenu in His strength. Al-shem shebara ofos v'dogim. He created birds and fish. L'shevach, l'shabeach, l'shmo. To praise Him. Says Rashi, something so remarkable, which is so true, Rashi says. Nothing really to say about fish, because you don't really see fish. Kishadam roe ofos mishunim zemizeh. When you see so many different birds, one from the other, no sin shevach l'misha bara. You praise God that created them. You have a go, you see all the different kinds of birds. It's such a marvelous thing. Such an amazing thing. Hashishi hayomim, on Friday, what do you say? Hashem malach geos lavesh. Hashem the king is clothed in glory. Al Shem, because Shagamar Malachto, He finished His work, Umalach Aleihen, and He rules over the world. Bashvi Hayomim, what do you say on Shabbos? You say, Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Right? Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Liyom Shekulo Shabbos. To the day that's all Shabbos, which is what? The future. It's about the future. If you ever look at Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos, it doesn't say one word about Shabbos. Not one word. So, Amr of Nehemiah, one second. Ma ro chachamim l'chalik b'brakam alalu. How come the 6 days of the week are about the past, and the 7th day is about the future? The seventh shir. Why is that? Why is it broke? Why is it changed? Why does it change? Ella, now, why? So, Rav Nehemiah is arguing on the Shabbos. Why is he going to repeat the first six? I don't know.
He says here, why are 6 days about the days of creation?
Correct. And the 7 days is about the future.
There's no creation on the seventh.
What?
There's no creation.
That would be the simple answer.
Correct. Yeah, but I understand. But it could be about the past and Hashem rested. Why does it have to be that Hashem in the future is going to be... Why does it have to be like that? Why can't it be that Hashem rested? Hashem created Shabbos. No? Such a thing called Shabbos. In Bereishis, there's such a thing called Vayechula Shemayim Va'aretz. It's in Bereishis that Hashem rested. So why do you have to go into the future? What?
That day forward, he rested.
What do you mean? That Shabbos he rested. So say, Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos. That's what Rabbi Chaim is going to say. Hashem rested on Shabbos. What's wrong with that? Why does he give another answer? No, it's about the future. The other 6 days are not about the future. So now, why would Rabbi Chaim have to repeat the first six? I don't know. Yeah. What? Right. So listen to this. Ella, Barishon, Shekana, Vehikne, Vishalot Ba'olamo. First day, the same thing. B'sheni shechilek ma'aser melech elyon. Aleihem, same thing. B'shlishi shegila eretz b'chach matzav v'hechin tevel la'adasa. Same thing. Revi shebara b'chama levana v'asali pro me'ov dehem. Same thing. B'chamishi shebara ofos dogim b'shabeach l'shmo. Right? Same thing. B'shishi shegama malachto malach aleihem. Same thing. Ah, b'shvi al shem sheshabas sheshabas. Hashem rested. What's wrong with that? What could that be?
It's the same Mizmar.
What is it for? Either it's for the future or it's for Shabbos. Right? So I once saw, if you look at Mizmar Shili on Shabbos, what does it talk about? What?
Hodah, right?
Hodah, Tov l'hodos l'Hashem, right? So I once saw that the reason why you say it on Shabbos is because on Shabbos you have time. Time to think it out. Think about giving praise to Hashem and all the things. All the messages in here are good for Shabbos, and you're not in a rush, and you're not busy, and you don't have work, and you don't have other tircha. Can't do anything on Shabbos. Might as well sit and look at this.
You have time to look at the future.
What? No, the kasha. The
past,
correct.
The
kasha is on the Tanakhama, not on the Chelia.
Could be the same thing.
What? What?
It could be the same thing.
Yeah, it could be the same thing.
You say Moses 3 times a day during the week.
I understand. So ukamiflagi. Listen to this. Oh, you would never at a left field. Kamiflagid the Rav Katina, and this actually argues on Rav Katina. The Amr of Katina. Rav Katina said, "Shita alfe sheni have alma." The world lasts for 6,000 years. We don't know what this means. Chad, the chad charuf. Then there'll be 1,000 years of destruction. Shneamar v'niskav Hashem levado bayom hahu. Right, and Abaya Amar trei charuf. 2,000 years. Shneamar. Yechayenu miyomayim. 2,000 year destruction. So therefore what? So says Rashi, Kamiflagim Rav Katina. Rav Nechemya less led to Rav Katina. The Nechemya doesn't hold from Rav Katina. Why? Ella Abaya. He heals like Abaya. Hilkach, therefore, Lekla Meimar al Shem Yom Echad. Shekulo Shabbos. Yom Echad Shekulo Shabbos. Da Treininu. He holds it's 2 days. Why? Why does he hold it's 2 days? Why does he hold it's 2 days? Right. Rabbi Akiva, who started off the day, he started off the daf. He said he gave the reasons for the seven days. And Rabbi Akiva said that Shabbos is about the future, right? He holds like Rav Katina, right? That in the end, the world will be destroyed for 1 day, which is the 1 day of Shabbos, which is the 1 day of Shabbos in the future, right?
1,000 years,
but that's 1 day of Hashem's world, right? But Rav Nechemya holds like a baya that the world will be destroyed for 2,000 years. Therefore, he can't use a push-up shot. It goes on 1 day. Therefore, it has to go on the day that Hashem rested. It can't go on the future because the future is not going to be 1 day. It's going to be 2 days. So therefore, he has to touch it. He has to explain it that it goes on the past on the day that Hashem rested. That's a very strange machlokas. We don't know what that means anyway. Okay. What? Yeah. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about things which we don't do. One is having a special shir at Musaf, and then a special shir at Mincha, which we don't do any of those. We don't have a shir at Musaf, we don't have a shir at Mincha. Why we don't? What's the history behind this? I don't really know. We don't have it. The Musaf b'Shabbos and Mahoy Omrim. A Musaf on Shabbos, what did we say? Amr of Anan bar Rava, Amr Rav, Hazivlach. What's Hazivlach? So look at Rashi. Hazivlach, Hazivlach has 6 letters in it. Right? Hey, Zayin, Yud, Vav, Lamed, Lamed, Chaf. What is Hazivlach? Says Rashi. Parshas, Shiras, Hazinu. It's the Parsha of Hazinu. Shechalkin, Osa, Lashisha, Prakim. It's divided into 6 Prakim. Harishon, Hazinu. Hasheni, Zichor, Yimot, Solam. Hashlishi, Yarkivel, Bobosemo, Eretz. Haravi ve'yara Hashem ve'yinat. These are, right? And by the way, adkan shisha psukim leperek. There are 6 pasuk intervals. Every 6 psukim is another one. Hey, zayin, yud, vav. For the first 6. Mikan ve'elech, I'm sorry, for the first 4. Mikan ve'elech, shmona psukim leperek. After that, it's 8 psukim. That's not true. It means it's not more than 8. Because 6 times 4 is 24. It's not more than 8. Because, Hazina runs out of psukim. Anyway, Chamisha hachamishi lule kas oyev avur hashishi kiyadin Hashem amo. Right, and it's called haziv lach. It's an acronym. Ziv is a wonderful thing, right? Ziv is something that shines. So it's a Shabbos, and to read hazinu. So they would do this at every Muslim, every Shabbos. Haziv lach, yeah. We're gonna see they wouldn't read the whole thing. And Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Amar Rav, Kederech Shecholkin Kan, Kach Cholkin Bebeis HaKnesses. Just like they would divide it up into six, here, so too, that's how you laid it in Shul. What? Shabbos. Every Shabbos at Mosef, they would say it. And just like this is broken up over here like six ways, six ways. So too when you get on Shabbos when you're laying it. So machlokas what this means. The Magen Avraham says what it means is that Parshas has no. What Magen Avraham says what it means you're not gonna want to hear it. Magen Avraham says what it means is Parshas Hazinu, which is laying once a year, you're not allowed to have a hosafa. You can't add an aliyah because it has to be broken up exactly like this, and you can't add an aliyah. Okay. What? What does it mean? Kederech shecholkin kan, kach cholkin beis haKnesses. Just like we break it up here, so too, that's how you break it up in shul. What does that mean? So the Magen Avraham says, you know what it means? It means that there's no hasafas when you lay Parshas Hazinu. Others say, is that what it means? What? We don't hold either of them. Because we don't hold the other one either. The other one's even worse. The other way to learn it, think of Soloveitchik held this way. That whenever you lay in Hazinu, you lay in the whole Parsha.
Whenever
you lay in Hazinu, you lay in the whole Parsha. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, you lay in the whole Parsha. Why? It's not that bad. It's only 40 something tzukim. It's still, there's no laning on a Monday or Thursday that had so many, maybe eight kevs. It's very long.
No, it is the first two aliyahs.
What?
You do like two aliyahs Monday and Thursday.
When? Hazinu.
Yeah,
but you're letting 15 sukkim instead of 40. So that's what it means. You hear that, Bart? What else does it mean? We don't hold like either of them. Most conventional shuls don't hold like either of these. They'll make a hosaf in Hazinu, and they don't lend the whole thing Monday, Thursday. That trumps everything. Right? You hear? I'm not sure how we pass on like this. Like what this really means otherwise.
We used to lay the whole Hazinu.
Right. Now we're going to see it wasn't the whole thing. It was one of these portions every week. It wasn't the whole thing. It was one portion a week. It took 6 weeks to finish it. But Mincha of the Shabsa, Mahaya Omrim. What about Shabbos Mincha? Amr of Yochanan, Oz Yashir. They would say Oz Yashir. Umi Kamocha, right? Which is Oz Yashir. The Oz Yashir. And another Oz Yashir. What's that Oz Yashir? The Oz Yashir in Parshas Chukas. Which, by the way, with Hazinu, are all the Shiras in the Torah. So you've gotten every Shira. Oz Yashir, the one Hazinu, and Oz Yashir Chukah. Those are the three Shiras in the Torah. You've got them all three.
What's
Mishamoch?
Isn't that part of
that's the end of Oz Yashir. Right? That's the end of Oz Yashir.
Is that the whole
Oz Yashir? Right. No.
Why do you have to repeat it? Same thing. That's where they do Shiras Torah?
No. Yeah, I don't know why it says that. Anyway, Iboyelahu Hanikulu Bachad Shabsa Armaluhu Odilmo Kol Shabsa Vashabsa Armichad. So did they lay the whole thing, all these three, every Shabbos, or broken up?
Well, Tosh says they break it up.
Right.
Right.
So Toshma, the Tanya, Amr Biosi, Ad Sharishon Omeres Achas. By the time it took you to say Hazinu one time, Shnia Choseres Shtayim. The other one was said twice. Obviously, you're breaking it up. Because Hazinu is broken up into six. It takes you six times to say it. The other one's broken up into three. So by the time you say Hazinu once, you said that one twice. So obviously, you're not saying the whole thing every Shabbos. Shema Amina, kol Shabbos v'shatza, omri chad Shema Amina. It's a riot that every Shabbos, you said only a portion of it. So it took you 6 weeks to say Hazinu, and 3 weeks to say the other one. Yeah.
What?
What did you say?
Why did I call this language?
No, because when you say by Muslim, when you say by Mincha. That's why. Okay, next. More Agarata. Amar Yehuda bar Idi, Amar Yochanan. Eser Masos, Nasa Shechina, Mikroi. There are 10 there are 10 sources, 10 psukim, that indicate that there were 10 stages of Hashem leaving Klal Yisrael, the Kinegdon, Golsa, Sanhedrin, Migmara. And we have 10 places where the Sanhedrin left from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Lishkas HaGazis. That's a Gemara. That's a tradition. Eser Masos, Nasa Shechina Mikroi. What are the 10 stages that Hashem left based on Sukkim? Number one, Mikapores Lekruv. From the Kapores to the Kruvim, which is like a very, very short distance. Right? It's very short distance. The next two lines don't read. Mikrov Lemiftan. From the Kruv to the entrance. Mimiftan Lechatzah. From the Miftan to the Chatzah. Mechatzah Lemizbeach. Mizbeach Legag. The roof. Migag Lechoma. To the wall of the city or the Azara. Mechoma Leir. Meir Lahar Lahar. From the ear to Harazesim. Mehar Lemidbar. And number 10, Mimidbar also Vyashva Bimkoma. It left. Shinemar, like it says, Ela Hashuva El Makomi. Now we're going to have sources for all 10. Mikaparis Lekrov. The next two words you don't read. Umikrov Lemiftan. Dichsev Vino Adati Lechasham Vidibarti Tchami Alakaparis. Okay, now the next five words don't read. Uksiv, and it says, Ukavod Eloke Yisrael Nala Miala Krov Ashahaya Olav El Miftan Habayis. Okay, so somehow that's a remez that Hashem started to leave. Umiftan lachatzer dechsev v'imalei habayis es anan v'achatzer malei es noga kavod Hashem. Mechatzer l'mizbeach dechsev v'isi es Hashem mitzav l'mizbeach mizbeach l'gag dechsev tov l'shevez al pinas hagag migag l'choma dechsev hini Hashem nitzav l'choma enoch michoma l'ir dechsev kol Hashem l'ir yikra. Meir lahar dechsev v'yal kavod Hashem yal tocha ir v'yamar al hahar asher mikedem l'ir u'mihar l'midbar dechsev tov l'shevez ba'aretz midbar or midbar also v'yashva bimkoma dechsev v'elech hashuv el makomi. Fine. The first Beis HaMikdash. This is the first Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, by the Korban. Now, Amr of Yochanan, Shisha Chadashim, Nitzakva Shechina LiYisrael Bamidbar, Shemar Yachzor B'Tshuva. For 6 months, Hashem waited. Maybe they're going to do Tshuva. When are these 6 months? So does Rashi?
Tshuva for what? Tshuva for what?
What do you mean Tshuva for what?
For 6 months,
Hashem
waited to do Tshuva.
What? What do you mean Tshuva from what? Tshuva so that Hashem will come back. Hashem waited for 6 months.
This is also by the Korban?
Yeah, by the Korban. What are those 6 months? It says the Marsha. I'll tell you those 6 months. From Asar B'Teves till Tisha B'Av. It's exactly 6 months. Hashem waited from Asar B'Teves when the siege happened till Tisha B'Av. It's 6 months minus 1 day. Right? 6 months minus 1 day. 6 months. Hashem was waiting. Are they going to do Tshuva? That's what Marsha said. That's 6 months.
And then there wouldn't be the
Chori. Do Tshuva, right? Tshuva can undo anything. Right. Says the Ma'arachaner, what's the Mashal talking about? That siege was not 6 months siege, it was a year and a half. It was a year and a half before that Tisha B'Av. Not 6 months. What's he talking about? What does that mean? It's difficult, it's very difficult. He doesn't even answer it. Right? You have to give some answer. That it was really a year and a half, but for the last 6 months Hashem waited. What does that mean? Right, it's very difficult. What does it mean? 6 months? Could be just. I don't know.
It could be the last 6 months.
The last 6 months. So from the it was the 1 year anniversary of Asar B'Teves, and that was 6 months, right?
Well, six. That's the first time they actually had to
what?
Fast Asar B'Teves.
Ah.
Because the first year at the beginning of the siege, they didn't fast.
I hear. Okay, Kibbutz Shelo Chazru. When they saw they're not doing tshuva. Amr, he said, Tifach Atzman, forget it. Shinemar ve'eni Risharim Tichlena Umanos Avad Minham V'tik Vasam Mipach Nefesh. Right? It was over. Ukinegdon Golsa Sanhedrin Migamara. And there are 10 exiles of the Sanhedrin, which is a tradition. Here we go. Number one. Milishkat Hagazis L'chanus. From the Lishkat Hagazis to Chanus. What's Chanus? The place. Mechanus Yerushalayim, a store. Yerushalayim Liavne, Liavne LeUsha, Usha back to Yavne, Yavne back to Usha. That's 4, 5, and 6. Number 7, Meusha LeShafraam, from Ushers to there, Umishafra Om Lebe Sha'arim, Mibe Sha'arim Latipori, Umitzipori Lativeria. Okay? And Utiveria Amukum Mikulon. Tiveria was the worst, the deepest. Right? What does it mean, the deepest? The deepest. Shenemar, Bisfas Ha'aretz Tadabri. Okay? Rabbi Eleazar Omer, Sheish Golos. No, there's only six of them. Only six of them. Maybe you can go Usha and Yavna. Yavna back to Usha doesn't double over. You don't count them twice. Shenemar, it says, Ki Hashach, Yoshve, Marom, Kiriya, Nisgava, Yashpilena, Yashpilena, Ad Eretz, Yigiena, Ad Ofar. How does that pasuk tell you there are six exiles? Because there are six words in that pasuk that refer to exile. Yes.
You can't draw comparison between point and.
Between what?
According to letter, you can't draw comparison between.
The 10 and the 10. Correct. Correct. Amar Yochanan, listen to this. Umisham asidin ligoel. And from there. From where? From Tiberia, right? That's where the Jews will be redeemed. Shenemar, Hisnari, Meofar, Kumi, Shavi.
It's funny, because we
haven't lived through what it's ahead of Tiberia. Right. What does that mean? That the Gaulis is coming from Tiberia?
No, it's from there, the dust.
Huh?
The dust.
No, the Mesipta says. The Mesipta says from Tiberia.
What?
From Tiberia. That's fascinating. Maybe that's why they picked Tiberia as a place to live. Right? Yeah.
No,
that's not why?
No.
Well, the why?
No, it could be in the reverse. Because they lived there, that's why.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Next Mishnah. Still nothing about Rosh Hashanah. Next Mishnah. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. V'od zot hiskin b'yochanan ben Zakkai. Another thing of b'yochanan ben Zakkai made exist. Another takana. Shafilu Rosh Bezdin b'chol makom. Let's say the Rosh Bez is in, I don't know, it's in Tiberia. It's on vacation, whatever it is. Lo ha'yohad ha'edim halachim el l'makom avad. But the edim go where the Bezdin is supposed to be located, the Beis Havad, the gathering place. You don't have to chase the Rosh Bezdin wherever he is. You don't have to chase him. Okay? That's another gzeir, another takana that he made. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a story now where you have to chase the judges. Ha'id, so there was a woman, the Azmane Ladina, she was summoned to a bezin, Kameh da Amemar ben Ahadoi, in front of Amemar ben Ahadoi, Azal Amemar la Mechuza, Ameza went to Mechuza for whatever reason, follow Azal Basrei, she didn't follow him. So, Kasav Pesicha Ilivoy. So they wanted to put her in Chirim. They wanted to, you know, rule against her. She defaulted. Amalir Vashal Amemar, Vanan Tanan, Afilu Rosh Bezin, Bechal Makom, Shalye Edim Holchid El Makom Avad. But 1 second, didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make a rule? You don't have to chase the judges. You go to your city. So she's in Nahar. What is she? She's faulted now for not running after him in Mechuza? That's only by Eretz HaChodesh. The Im came, Nim Tzeis Machshin L'Asid Lavo. You can't have a crazy thing like that. They always have to, okay, where are the judges? I don't know. Today they're here, tomorrow they're there. Everybody's going to want to go give testimony. Abel Hacha, Ebed Lavo L'Ishmalve. She was lent money, no? She was lent money. So she's like an Ebed to the lender. She has to chase the judges around, 100%. But not by Kiddush HaChodesh. Tana Rabbanan, a new thing. Ein kahanim rishayin la'alos b'sandalehen l'duchen. The kahanim do not duchen with shoes on. Why not? What?
Why not?
That's not why. That's not why. Anybody know why the kahanim took off their shoes? No, it's not why either. No, that's not the reason either. Because the reason is, because maybe he'll have a funny looking shoe and they're going to make fun of him. He's going to be in the spotlight, that he's going to be embarrassed. So he's not going to want to duch him. So because of that, nobody can wear shoes.
They all wore the same sandals.
That's
and they're worried about one guy wearing what color sandal?
Yeah.
And there were city guys wearing all those kinds of socks.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to.
Oh, yeah,
it's probably. That's not supposed to accept them.
Yeah, and he's not going to want to duchen, and then they're going to think that he knows what kind of kohen is this? What kind of kohen is this? Why isn't he duchening? So they made a rule. It's amazing. Anyway, the zoo echad mitisha takanos shehis. What?
Go back. So there was no problem with the chatzitza. You couldn't wear...
What chatzitza?
You can't wear sandals the entire time in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right. It's not in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in any shul.
All duchening.
Ain kahana rishay la'alsmith and hadleil l'duchen. They don't do. They don't. To duchen.
To duchen. The steps.
Right. Doesn't only necessarily mean there.
What?
Every day you call by the army, many times called duchen.
No, we call it duchen in gray. Right. That's not what it was. It was called because they used to stand on the duchen.
They stand on the duchen today. They still had in the shoes then they had a duchen, a place where you step off. Well,
the rings near the Morris.
Was raised. The basket was always raised.
Tie his shoelace. They seem to sit down to tie the shoe. They'll think it's supposed to
go. Right, I understand.
No, it has a different.
What does it say there?
Yorachai says that Cohen might sit down during the priestly blessings to tie a loose strap. People would perhaps suspect that he refrained from reciting the blessing because of a defect in his lineage.
Right, it's the same thing. It's a very similar thing.
What? Same thing.
I know, he just
said that.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah, no, the point is it's not a spiritual reason.
Right.
It's not a spiritual reason. It's a practical reason to prevent any embarrassment or suspicion. That's what it's about.
Why
are we doing it now for? Good question. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's one of the 9 takanos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made. Shis tahai pirka. There are 6 here in this perek. What are the 6? Says Rashi. Chada hai. That was 1. V'chamesh demas nisan. And here are the other 5. Hiskin, shayutokin. The minatakana that you blow on Shabbos any place where there's a betin. Vishay nulav nital shiva. And nulav is taken for 7 days. Vishay yom anaf kulu asr. The day of the omer is all asr. Vishay mekalvan kol yom. You can take edim all day long, even after mincha. Vishay lo yehei edim holchen el makom avad. The edim only go to makom avad. Vichada, back to the Gemara, pirka kamoi. And 1 from the previous parak. That what? That you can be mechal Shabbos for edim and the chodesh only for Tishrei Nisan. Correct.
Oh.
The idach, that's 7, right? That's 7, right? That's 6 here. 1 of the 7. What about 8 and 9? Here's 8 and 9. Ready? Idach. The Tani. We learned. Gershon is gayer, a ger that becomes a gershon is gayer. A person becomes a ger. Bitman hazeh tzarich shiyafrish roveya lakino. He has to set aside money for his carbon. Has set aside money for his ger has to be in a carbon. Today there's no carbon. So a ger set the money aside. When the Beis HaMikdash comes, you have the money ready. Or at the same time. What? Why? No, you don't lose all your possessions. Money's money. Why?
You just get it.
At least half credit, you get it again.
Okay. So you set aside money. Right? Asks the Turei Evan. Then why doesn't anybody that has to bring a carbon set aside money? Why only him? Why?
What did they do?
Why does it? 1 minute. So Amar of Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Kevar Nimna Love Rabbi Yochanan or Bitlam De Takala. He did away with that. Why? It's a takala. Why is it a takala? Because the money is sitting in your house. It's hectish. What if you spend it? You spend it on a new pair of shoes. That's a disaster. No, they did away with that takala. When the Beis HaMikdash comes, you'll bring a carbon. You get the money then. You have to set aside now. So the Turei Evan asks. Before Yochanan, that's number 8, takana. Before Yochanan Medaka did away with that takana, why only a ger has to bring it? What about everyone else? Everybody has to, everyone has a baby, a zava, whatever, all these people. Why only a ger? There's no rule in Shas that all these people have set aside the money to bring the carbon. How about somebody accidentally turns the light on Shabbos, has to bring the chatos? All right, I'll set aside the money. We did away with it because it's down because it could lead to a disaster. But why only a ger? It's a very good question. No, assuming they didn't bring carbonos. Assuming they didn't.
So he's putting away for the future?
Yeah.
The business
will be rebuilt. You have the money ready. So Rabbi Yochanan Radak said, don't do that because you might spend it. If you spend it and you're spending hectish, it's a big problem. It's a big avera. Don't do that. How come only a ger had to do it? What about everyone else? It's a very good question. So the Torah have an answer is because everybody else, you're already Jewish. What's the issue? I want to go on the Beis HaMikdash. I want to eat kachim. Right? That's the only thing stopping you. I have to be the chata. So therefore what? You're still Jewish. But here, it made you into a Jew. So there's a much greater reason to set aside the money now. So he said, you know what? That's a very good reason. It doesn't apply to anybody else. Everybody else, most people, the reason why they're going to bring a carbon is for some tyro. All right, so you know, it's like the tyro. I could go on the base of Mikdash grounds. I could eat kachim. I get rid of my chat. I get rid of my avir b'shogeg. It's all lovely. But it doesn't define who you are. This defines who you are. There was a greater reason to set aside the money now. Interesting.
No one was coming. Can't touch. What is it? No one was coming at you.
I don't know. Okay. The Ida.
You didn't want to be on that bad way.
What's number nine? What's number nine? Ready? That was the first eight. What's number nine? Tzemachlokas, what number nine was. Beplukza, the Rav Papa, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak. Neither of these takanos, that the machlokas, what they are, neither of them are said in the name of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Neither of them. What are they? Rav Papa Amar, Karim Ravai, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Amar, Lashon Shel Zahuris. This is the red string that they would put on the thing on the cow on Yom Kippur, on the goat on Yom Kippur. Rav Papa Amar, Karim Ravai. What's that about?
You're telling me the first person who questioned what Rabbi Mitzvah did was Rabbi
Correct.
500 years after.
And not only that, they don't
500
even.
500 years.
Now, listen to this. We're going to quote something that's not even going to be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What's going on here? Karim Ravai. What's Karim Ravai? Karim Ravai is the fourth year you have to bring your grapes up to. Like Meister Shani. Like Meister Shani. The fourth year of the grapevine, you bring them to Yerushalayim. What if you don't want to bring them? What if you're too much, you're too lazy? So you can sell it, redeem it, and bring the money. So they made a takana, Karim Ravai, you owe Yerushalayim mahalach yom l'chol tzad. You have to bring, you're not allowed to redeem it if you're within one day's journey of Yerushalayim. You had to bring the grapes to Yerushalayim. V'zuhi tchuma, these are the boundaries. Eilat min hadarom, v'akravas min hatzafon, lud min hamayriv, v'yardin min hamizbeach, min hamizrach. If you lived in any of that area, you were not allowed to redeem the Meiser, the Karim Ravai. Why not? Amar Ula, Vitam Rav Ula, Amar Rav Yochanan, Matam, Kedila Ater Shuke Yerushalayim Bepeiros. To what?
Adorn.
To adorn the streets of the Shuk of Yerushalayim with more Peiros. How does this adorn the streets of Yerushalayim with more Peiros? After all, these Karim Ravai have Kedusha and they're not allowed to be sold. So how does that have more? How does that produce more fruits? So the where is it? Who says this? The Rush is a tehav because if you're eating these, then there's more fruit to be sold, more chulin's being sold because this is being eaten. So it makes more fruit be sold. So it makes the shuk look more full because you brought 100 pounds of grapes and you're gonna have a whole big suda with you and your friends. So now there's 100 pounds of fruit that's available for sale that might not have been available. So it makes their streets look better. Okay, it's lovely. And the Tanya.
You're
not allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim. That you're never allowed to do. In Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. You can only redeem it where you live. And we made a rule.
I have to bring up the money
and spend it. So they wanted the fruits. I hear what you asked. The same thing in the end. The money or the fruits, the same thing. It ends up in the same. And I understand. So they wanted to do it this way. If you live within a day's journey, if you live three weeks away, you didn't have to do this. You can redeem it. But if you live within one day, bring the fruits.
By the way, it's anywhere because it's something that you worked on for 4 years.
Correct.
It can't be.
Vitanya. Karim Ravai Hayolo Larebi Eliezer. Bimizra Lud. Bitzad Kfar Tevi. Rabbi Eliezer lived in this area. Ubikish Rabbi Eliezer Lafkiro L'aniyim. He wanted to be masquerade for the aniyim, right? What does that mean? To the aniyim? Let them schlep it. I don't want to do it. Let them schlep it. I'll be mafkir it. Let them take it, and the aniyim can have it, right?
You mafkir with
camera body? Yeah. So Amrulo Talmidav Rabbi Kvar Nimnu They, your friends, already mastered this gzeira. Doesn't matter. Who are his friends? We're going to say it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Doesn't say who it was, right? Sman Chavrech, who's his friend? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's one gzeira. He undid the gzeira. Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar Loshen Shel Zahuris. This one, the Tanya. B'Rishono Hayu Kashur Loshen Shel Zahuris Al Pesach Ulam Yibachutz. They used to tie it outside the ulam. They put one string on the horns and one string on the ulam. Ha'ol ha'hilbin, if it turned wide, ha'yismechin. Everyone was happy. Lo hilbin, ha'yatzevin. If it didn't turn white, everybody was upset. Right? Hiskinu shei kosherin osim al Pesach ulam mibifnim. Then they decided, no, 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 we're going to put it on the inside. So nobody should see. Why didn't they want anyone to see? Is it because they would get disappointed if it turned, if it didn't turn white?
Yeah.
Or they were happy if it did turn white? Which one?
They want to cause a riot or something.
Says the Yom Teruah. I don't know. What was the reason? Which one was it? Which one was it for? Nobody knows. Anyway, Vadayin Hayu Matzitzin, they would still peek in, Veroin, and they would still see. So Hilbin Hayu Smechin, if it turned white, they were happy. Lo Hilbin Hayu Atzevin, if not, they were sad. Hiskinu Shei Kshurin Osa Chatzi B'Selah V'Chatzi Ben Karnav Shalsir Mishtaleach. So what they did was they put half of it on the rock where they threw it down. Nobody was there, and half of it on the horns itself, and nobody even knew. So what are you doing it for if nobody even knew? Right? Who went there with the one guy, one Kohen to throw the goat off? Who was there? Anyway, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my time alone, my Rav Papa. Why didn't Rav Nachman hold like Rav Papa? Again, does it say that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana? Doesn't say. It says they made a takana. Who is it? So now why didn't they agree with each other? So Amalach Yitzchak and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, if the first one about the Karim Rabbi was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Chavdei Rav Dur Belazar Mihava? Rabba Hava. They said, oh, don't worry, Rav Elazar, your friends made a takana. Not his friends, it is Rebbe. It's his Rebbe. The Rebbe, your friend, your buddy made this. What are your buddy? It's his Rebbe. So the Idach, do you know what he answers back? For Papa? Well, listen to this answer. Kivan the Talmidim have, since they were also Talmidim, Lav Urach Ara Lememrele L'Rabbe Rabach. It's not appropriate for them to say, your Rebbe, when it's also their Rebbe. What answer is that? Yeah. Why can't you say our Rebbe? Did I read it right?
Yeah.
I don't know, what does that mean? It's not appropriate. So therefore they said your friend. What does that mean?
I don't know. He was greater than them.
What? Who was greater than who? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the Rebbe, 100%.
No, I'm saying maybe that, what's his name?
Rabbi Eliezer was greater than them.
Than them. So to them say our Rebbe, it's like equating each other.
You have to give some answer like that. It's such a difficult answer.
Say it's your colleague promotes him to say you're above him.
In the Yiddish community,
I understand, but that's not what it meant. It doesn't mean
I
that. So Rav Papa, my time, Allah Amalak Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Why didn't Rav Papa hold Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? I'll tell you why. Because historically, that story doesn't make any sense. Amalak Yitzchak, that it was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai who made the takana about the red string. There wasn't even a thing. It wasn't even that anymore in his day. Why? The Tanya. He lived 120 years. Mem shana asak brick prak matya. For 40 years he was in business. Mem shana lamad. Then for 40 years he learned, and then mem shana limad. Then for 40 years he taught. And Vitanya mem shana kodesh shenecher v'bayis lo hayaloshin shel huz malvin. For the last 40 years in the base of mikdash, it never turned red. It never turned white, right? So elamadim, it stayed red. Utnan, and we know mishachar v'habayis hiskun b'yochanan medaka. And b'yochanan medaka lived at the end of the korban. So he lived at the end of the Churban. Now that he lived at the end of the Churban, he was making takanos. So obviously, it was the last 40 years of his life. He wasn't making takanos when he was a student. It was the last 40 years of his life. Those last 40 years, there was no red string. So what's going on here? Therefore, that can't be his takana. That can't be his takana.
No red string, it didn't, never turn
white. It never turned white.
I didn't know.
But he's making all these rules. We should make it inside. We don't want anyone to see.
How did they know every year that it wouldn't turn red?
I guess they knew.
They knew
that it was a bad situation anyway.
Right, but there's always hope that might turn white. I think you'd be resigned to the fact that...
Yeah, they were resigned. That's right. It was a decline that wasn't returning. You're right. They knew. Anyway, so he said, I can't be a real Chabad. It's a nice thing. Just historically, it can't be him. The Iduch, what does he say back? No. Osar, Boyim Shana, the Lamad, Talmud Yosha, Lufi Rabbi Hava. No, it was the middle 40 years, and he was a student. How can a student make a takana? Well, because he said it in front of his Rebbe, let's make this takana. And his Rebbe said, ooh, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. We're going to do that. If Amar Milsa, he said it. One second. V'estaber taima. The Rebbe said, I agree with that reason. V'kavir Rabbe b'shmei. And the Rebbe made it in his name to give him the credit. That's why it historically it could work. Such a funny thing. We have two takanas for the ninth takana. Neither of them are said in his name. As Mati pointed out, they're only recorded hundreds of years later. Right? You have to, because you need a takana. All right? Okay, so tomorrow's daf, the entire daf is Agarata. Almost the whole thing. Except for the very end. And then on Tuesday's daf, we actually get into Tkiah Shofar. Nitty gritty Tkiah Shofar. Mati, I'm going to need your help on Tuesday because...
Do you want me to bring a shofar?
No, not a shofar. Because Rashi says something which I just don't understand at all. So we'll do it Tuesday. All right. Everyone have a very good day.